Let's get the entertainment news underway, shall we? Some Hollywood deaths over the weekend.
A whole bunch.
Yeah, Peter O'Toole passed away, being one of them. 81 years old, passed away after, quote, suffering a long illness. Of course, Peter O'Toole, Lawrence of Arabia, Beckett, The Lion in Winter, My Favorite Year. He was also, most recently, the voice of Anton Ego in the 2007 movie, Pixar movie, Ratatouille.
Okay.
He was the critic.
All right.
The food critic. And Tom Laughlin, Billy Jack.
Right.
We all thought he was going to live forever. Billy Jack passed away.
He died
Thursday at the age of 82 from complications and pneumonia. There were actually four Billy Jack movies. The first was 1967, Born Losers. Laughlin directed that film but did not write in it. Then 1971, Billy Jack. It was probably one of the most successful independent movies of all time. He wrote it, directed it, and starred in it, and then he also did the other two sequels, The Trial of Billy Jack and Billy Jack Goes to Washington. The first one, though, Billy Jack, classic movie.
Yeah, very violent, yes, he's a Milwaukee native. Some other celebrity deaths, usually they come in threes, this time fours.
Yeah.
Academy Award-winning actress Joan Fontaine died at the age of 96 yesterday. She was the sister of Olivia de Havilland, and they actually were both nominated for Academy Award Best Actress Oscars in the same year. How about that for a sibling rivalry?
Yeah.
And then country music legend Ray Price passed away over the weekend.
Oh, I didn't even know that. Well, thank you for bringing, you know, something to the show. All right, let's take a look at the movies that scored big as far as bringing in some money over the weekend. Thor, The Dark World, made $2.7 million. It is 6 weeks out and has made almost $200 million.
That was fifth or tenth?
That's number five.
Okay.
The Hunger Games, Catching Fire, $13.2 million. It's made $357 million in its 4 weeks. Ooh, the new Tyler Perry movie, which is, the critics are saying, wow, what a huge bucket of suck. That is... Tyler Perry's A Madea Christmas made $16 million, debuted at number three.
Yeah, but this was a big week for movies. There were a lot of there were a lot of new releases this week. So.
Frozen, the animated flick, which from what I understand is a really good movie. I've heard that it's excellent. $22.2 million. It's up to $164 million in its fourth week. And the new movie, the new number one, The Hobbit. The Desolation of Smaug, whatever his name is, made almost $74 million in its very first opening weekend. So that's the big movies that are out there. Now, you're thinking, wow, those are mostly creative new films, right?
Okay.
Thor and the Hunger Games. Okay, so the Thor is a sequel. Hunger Games, sequel. Medea.
Hobbit, sequel.
Hobbit's a sequel.
Medea is like four or five in that series. Yeah, there's very little that's original there.
Frozen, the only one that's original
and
is Frozen.
It's animated.
So you're thinking, maybe Hollywood is running out of ideas. Yes. Here we go. There were three Naked Gun movies from 1988 to 1994, and Leslie Nielsen will always and forever be Detective Frank Drebin.
Yeah.
There is no other way to do this. However, Hollywood feels that Ed Helms should now be the new Detective Frank Drebin. There's apparently going to be a new reboot.
Well, see, they're doing this with a whole bunch of different things because they feel that the young audience won't go back and watch old movies.
Mm.
And they've got to update the technology, and they've got to update the story, and special effects are better now. And so they're remaking all of this.
Yeah, I wonder who they're going to get to play the O.J. Simpson character.
That's a good question. And they're remaking Tom Clancy's character, Jack Ryan.
Yes, I saw the
trailer for that. This is a reboot. This has nothing to do with any of his books. The only thing that is the same is the character.
Yeah, Jack Ryan, and it's
going to be played by Chris Pine, the guy who plays Kirk in the Star Trek movies.
Possible. I think that might be a good strike right there. Pine is a good actor.
Sure, but once again, it is basically retelling stories for a younger audience that doesn't want to go back and watch Alec Baldwin or Ben Affleck or Harrison Ford play the Jack Ryan character in the older movies.
So I know what you're thinking. Well, how about a Terminator reboot? Okay.
Who's going to star in that?
Emilia Clarke, who plays Daenerys Targaryen in HBO's Game of Thrones, has been cast as Sarah Connor in the upcoming Terminator reboot. Sarah was played, of course, by Linda Hamilton in the originals. Lena Headey, or Headey, was on the TV series The Sarah Connor Chronicles.
Who's going to play the Schwarzenegger role?
Who knows? Maybe Schwarzenegger.
He's a little saggy these days. I don't know if he could actually sell that as well as he did back in the day.
You're one of the T-6000 models. What happened to you? The transfer makes my skin all saggy. And last but not least, Family Guy brought back Brian the dog last night after killing him off last month. Seth MacFarlane tweeted, "I mean, you didn't really think we'd kill off Brian, did you?" Yes, of course we did. Stewie went back in time and saved him.
Yeah. Well, I guess you could do that in a cartoon.
I told you if the backlash was bad, they were going to bring him back. He was going to be a dream sequence.
I thought that what they would milk this a little longer and then just continue to bring in new dogs from the pound with new celebrity voices to try
I think it would be better, is like you said, new celebrity voices with dogs from the dog wouldn't work out.
Send him back and get a new one.
And the ghost of Brian would be the reason that the dogs weren't working out. That was my idea.
That's not bad.
You
might have a job in Hollywood someday.
Well, what do you know? WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. How do you know I haven't already?
My wife, she doesn't drink, she doesn't smoke, nothing. She's just an angel sent from heaven to make my life a living hell. And previously, I enjoyed the marijuana. I used to, right? Right? But the effects change over time. If you can still smoke pot and have a good time, I salute you, Captain. I just can't do it. Right? When I used to smoke, you'd have this giggle fit, this laughing fest. You're just making noises that no one but a dolphin could understand. You know? Laughing so hard. And at SeaWorld, all the dolphins are like, "What the hell's going on? We're busting out tonight. Tell Shamu, it's on, it's on." And then, after the giggle fet, you get hungry, right? You get hungry, like, "Man, food sounds awesome. I love food." And then you get paranoid. You're like, "I'm not leaving the house for food because the police are out there and I don't want to go to jail. I'll just eat macaroni and cheese. I love macaroni and cheese. Hung on, hung on, hung on. Why is it so crunchy? You didn't cook it. You're an idiot." It's a circle.
The around Rush around Station. AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.